time for our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report as we head on down to the Bayou Resorts in Cabela, Arkansas. And, yeah, we're making that little turn right there on Fout Road. Hey, Gary, how we doing?
Good morning, Gary. What a beautiful Thursday morning it is.
Oh, yeah. Man, I am wound up like a cat that's been sucking on catnip. Look out.
Well, when you get a couple of nice days like this, you know, it's you get that spring thing going, and yeah.
Oh, I'm telling you. I mean, it just makes you ignorant. Now I know why gobblers do what they do. That's this.
Right?
I totally understand now why a Tom Turkey will just wander out in front of somebody with a shotgun and get shot. I get it. Oh, my goodness.
Spring fever.
Yes, indeed. Well, speaking of spring fever, I've been hearing lots and lots of people catching fish.
Yeah, some good stories, that's for sure. Lake level's really good. We're at almost 551, 550.8. Lake temperature, so it's all right. We're high 50s, nudging at 60 degrees. I know we're going to have a couple of cool nights, but that's all right. Conditions are excellent right now.
Yeah, they are. And, yeah, you know, that cooler weather is coming. But it's not going to stick around very long, you know. It's going to be a cold rain after midnight tonight. And then Friday night's not going to be very good. But, boom, Saturday, we're right back, you know.
Yeah, so it'll be good, but I'm telling you, the conditions are about 2 or 3 weeks early, you know, from what we're used to and that, but that's okay. There's a lot of bait fish out there. Boy, it's the bite has been on. I mean, there's some guys that have done very well. I know a few guys I've talked to have struggled and can't believe that these guys are catching fish, but you know, I got guys catching limits, and then every once in a while you get a group that they only caught 3 or 4, you know, but that happens. That's fishing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So let's start with the stripers, because it's that time of year, and I've been seeing lots of boats on my commute in the morning. And those are committed individuals that are that are rolling
right.
That early. But
and the thing is, with you know, you don't this time of year with the way the bite is, you don't have to be down here at daybreak. You know, you don't have to be here at 6:30, 7 o'clock. Yeah, I mean you can.
Yeah, don't tell
totally
them
fine,
that.
But you don't. The way the bite's been, I've got guys that get in 9:30, 10 o'clock, and are still doing just fine.
So
fish are still feeding.
What are they using on for the stripers? What are they tossing out there in the water?
A lot of guys are just jigging for them. Mm-hmm. They're using a couple different colors. They look like shad. Swim bait, you know, 4-inch, 3.5, 4-inch swim bait. And the color, the shad color has been one of the best. There's a few others you can try. A lot of guys have been throwing A-rig.
Yeah.
Some guys have been trolling with the A-rig. I got a couple guys that like to use live bait. Mm-hmm. And seems like almost all of them are doing really well.
The top water bite, it's short, isn't it?
It is. It's just starting to turn on. Now, if you want top water bite, yeah, I think I'd get down here, you know, 7:30, 8 o'clock and stuff, and there's a short window for it in the morning hours. But it's just, I think it's just, we both know it's just going to get better from here.
Yeah, yeah. So the whites and the hybrids, pretty much the same thing, just throwing, you know, shad lookalikes.
Yep. Yep, just throwing up there. Especially the whites. If you get lucky, you'll get into where they're blowing up and stuff. And in an hour, you can catch a limit. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's happened often recently this past week. So where they get you're in a cove in a cut or something fishing, and all of a sudden you get a blow up of whites behind you, and it's game on for an hour.
Oh yeah.
And that when they do that, and they're you know some smaller size ones, and then there's some really good size ones in the mix on those. So yeah, there's a lot of bait fish right now out there, and If you can catch them when they're feeding, yeah, you're in good shape.
What about the crappie bite? What are they using?
The crappie bite's been crazy good. Live bait is one of the best ways on the crappie bite. And then there's a couple good Bobby Garland colors people have been using. Then there's, I had guys come in and had some off the wall. I had them, the color they're looking for, but just something that you wouldn't normally use. Said, oh, yeah, we just been killing them on this. Mm-hmm. So it's all over the place.
And large
on the color. So the salt and pepper seems to be just the tried and true color. But there's some lime color in there. There's one called bubble gum, and guys have been doing okay with it. So yeah, it's all, kind of all over the place. I think when they're feeding, they're feeding.
Yeah. That's yeah. I've been seeing some really nice size crappie as well.
Oh my gosh,
it's crazy.
I thought it was largemouth at first. I think it had to be 16 or 17 inches long. it was a beast, yeah. It was a big old slab.
And the largemouth bite is just fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Right now, it's just been
crazy.
It's been incredible. They're biting. So I've had guys throwing stick bait. I've had guys just throwing Castmaster lure. I've had guys throwing gay blades. I mean, so it's a whole combination of different things, and they're all working.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah, so it's a really good time to be out there, especially when you get days like today. You see a lot of guys playing hooky in there. And, you know.
Yeah.
When you get nice weather like this, it's like someone open the floodgates and say, okay, we're going fishing today. So, yeah, you see a lot of traffic. Now, you know, we get some cooler days and it slows down. Guys got to, you know, they got to get back to work for a couple of days before they get back out in the lake. But we got a fairly decent weekend coming up. We got just Friday. I think it's Friday. It's going to be really cold Friday night.
Yes, it is. It's going to be, it's going to be chilly Friday night for sure.
Yeah, so I think we'll have guys come down Saturday to just dress differently in that, just because the bite's been so good, and I don't think a lot of guys want to miss out on them. We're getting the last week of March here, mm-hmm. And it's been good fishing so far. It's just going to get better from here on out.
Right on. Well, Gary, for folks that want to know more, or maybe just, come by and hang out, how can they find you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, great way to drop us a line on there. Stop in if you like. I'd like to talk about fish and what you're using and how it's going. And then always our website, thebodyresort.com.
Right on. Hey, we do appreciate you, my man. And we'll be catching up with you here real soon. And of course,
all right, I'll see you soon.
Right on. Hey, go catch a mermaid.
It's time.
Yes, it is. All right. Thank you. All right, Gary Faraci.